Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Darren Lee, new chief. Chiefs taking advantage of the Jets, who fired their general manager and their player personnel guy yesterday. And Adam Gase, the head coach, is the interim GM. First call he took was from Brett Veach.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations. You want to give us Lance Long?
Fleeced him out of a former first-round pick that's going to get a new shot here in Kansas City.
I like it. I don't know anything about this guy, and I'm not going to pretend to know what this guy can do and what this guy can't do. I'll leave Twitter handle all that. They were experts yesterday on this guy coming into Kansas
Twitter
City.
Twitter scouts, Twitter videos.
It was insane.
You're looking for your next – I'm talking to NFL franchises here.
Right.
Your next analyst, Hex, CBS, Fox, whoever. Go to Twitter, man.
Hey, they're all there.
You can find everything you need to know about this Darren Lee character.
Right. The only thing I saw yesterday that made me question the move was he doesn't really play well in space. So I don't know how that's going to work for
I saw something else where he plays very well in space.
So you saw one where he does play well in space. So it's somewhere in the middle, you know, somewhere in the middle.
Either does or doesn't play well in space.
He does read the guard's head very well, understands when a guard's going to pull and knows how to get in his hip pocket and follow him down the line.
Speaking of
scrimmage.
Hips, very good hips.
Good hips. Really nice hips.
He can swivel.
Yeah, he can.
And stuff.
Good movement. Quick off the ball. You know, he's a football player.
No,
Josh.
No. I mean, he started 36 of his 40 games in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a starter for three seasons.
Right. That's my favorite description, by the way. He's a football player.
He's a football player.
It covers everything.
How many times did you hear John Dorsey say that?
He's just a football player.
He's a football player.
At the end of the day, he's a football player.
What
well,
does that
great.
Mean?
I think you should start there. But anyway.
Yeah. He loves the game of football.
He's a real soccer player.
So this guy played a lot. I mean, he played a lot in New York.
Yeah.
They opted to not pick up his fifth-year option. Reports were they were trying to trade him before the draft. Kind of fell off their depth chart. Didn't fit with what they were doing anymore.
I don't even think
signed
he was on
somebody
the
somebody else. Blah, blah, blah. So he's going to get a fresh start here. I like these types of moves. I don't know. I'm not going to break down Darren Lee's YouTube videos for you. But others will. You can.
Go screw yourself.
I like this type of move, though. You get a guy who was a former first-round pick. Well, you probably scouted him at some point in time and thought he showed you a little something. Maybe Spags saw something on video that he liked of him, and you go and you make a sixth-round pick for a guy that was a former first-round pick that's only got 1 year remaining on his contract. This is like a no-lose situation.
Well, what I think it really happened, I think what we're going to find out as we move along through this football season, you know, with the Chiefs, the best thing that happened to the Chiefs was Steve Spagnuolo having last year off and being able to sit down at NFL Films and just watch players and watch guys and really kind of make, I don't know if it's mental notes or notes on paper or if he carries a binder around with him, but while he was watching those games and just charting things and writing stuff down, knowing he was going to get back into football again, who are guys that he liked? He had the opportunity to basically watch the entire league, Josh, and come up with a wish list of players that if I'm hired by another organization and they ask me who I want, who can fit my system, well, here's a list of players that I would like. And I'm sure he went into Brett Veach and Andy Reid when he was hired, and they said, all right, like, who do you want out there to help you with your system? Who's going to help you achieve the most success? And I think what Brett Veach got from Steve Spagnuolo was a list of those guys. And Spag said, hey, man, if any of these guys become available and any of these guys are cut or we have an opportunity to get any of these guys, I'd like to take an opportunity and a chance with some of these guys. And that's where I think Darren Lee falls into that category. You gave up a sixth-round draft pick. You're not going to do anything better with your sixth-round draft pick than a guy like Darren Lee, who played basically every single game as a starter for the Jets. Is it a highlight reel guy? No. Is it a name you know? No. Is it a guy that you look at and say, wow, he's a game changer? Probably not. But does he make your roster better? Yeah, he does. He absolutely makes your roster better. And those are the type of moves that Brett Veach has been making in conjunction with the Honey Badger and Frank Clark and, you know, going through the draft and picking players out of the draft. He's also making kind of these quiet stealth moves that a lot of people aren't going to be talking about, but are going to turn that roster over, create competition, and ultimately from 1 to 53, make you better than you were a season ago. And we know last year that middle linebacker spot was a weak position on this team. They went out and got a guy. Is he better? I don't know. But they took a chance, they took an opportunity, and they're trying to get better. And I think Brett Veach is not getting enough credit for how much better and different the Kansas City Chiefs, from just a defensive standpoint, have become in 4 months. I mean, 4 months ago, Josh, this team was playing in an AFC championship game. And here they are now, hardly a similar face on that roster defensively than was there 4 months ago. And I think Brett Veach has done an amazing job this offseason in helping Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo reinvent the defense to get better from where they were a season ago. And it's moves like this that aren't going to get applauded. People aren't going to talk a lot about them. But it's just another instance of this team and this organization not sitting back and resting on their laurels and continuing to move forward to get better as an organization, or at least try to get better as an organization.
Yeah, I find myself thoroughly shocked that they did this much stuff.
It's been a lot, man.
At every layer of the every level of the defense now, they have made moves, multiple moves. That's a lot to do in one off season.
Yeah.
Thought they'd have like a wish list, a checklist, and I don't know if we can get a few of these things done and change things up.
Mm-hmm.
They could have very well just said, hey, Chiefs fans, we know you were pissed at Bob Sutton.
Right.
We're changing the coordinator and that's it. It definitely was the scheme. It wasn't the players. It was the style and the scheme.
Right.
And we're just going to roll with who we got.
Right.
They didn't do that.
No.
They changed the scheme and changed damn near all the players.
Correct.
It's an amazing transformation, and I hope it works. It's very bold. It's aggressive. It's getting after a problem that was your biggest problem, and they have done that on paper.
Right.
I can't say they haven't tried at all.
Right. They've done a nice job trying, and I think Brett Veach is going to continue to be criticized unfairly because Patrick Peterson is not a member of this team yet. And I think there's a lot of fans looking at the cake. You
pull that one off, you just put your hands and go whammy. You did everything possible.
But Josh, that's out of his control, because if Arizona isn't willing to part with him, then there's nothing Brett Veach can do. I mean, he can't go in there and steal the guy, fly into Arizona and find him and roust him and, put him on a plane back. You just can't do that.
I think that's kidnapping.
It's illegal in most states.
OJ went to jail for that.
Yeah, well, so you can't do that.
And
then
cross state lines, you don't want to do
it. You don't want to do that. Then it becomes a federal case instead of a state case.
And now you get the FBI on
you. Yeah, then it's getting dicey.
Like, I know what happens when you go from 3 to 4 stars on GTA, and so I don't need that in my life.
What's GTA?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.